Technology is a useful element for life and its judicious use can be greatly beneficial. But it isn't sufficient in itself. The way technology is flourishing today is creating segregated pockets within the society, distancing society from things that matter, isolating individuals. What is the impact of this process? Well, he feels sad and tries to rebound. But once he rebounds, he has no fail-safe to fall back on. What happens thereafter? Said RSS Sarsang Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat Ji. https://u2.be/4-9t0w. Sarsang Chalak Dr. Bhagwat Ji further said, in our country, we have traditional fail-safe mechanism. Even if he is broken, separated and distant, he has a family. Whenever he comes back, he will have a place to rest. It is a new fad and people may get attracted to it, especially those who are disconnected from the roots and do not think very deep or long term. As our great tradition of philosophical profundity has weakened, such a person will blindly follow the Western trends. We may get trapped into the vicious cycle of shootings incidents as is often reported in the Western countries. But if it becomes excessive, we will get rid of this. Technology is a source of convenience. We cannot let it be our master. We will have to change our concepts of happiness, if they're based solely on technology. As you mentioned, there are people who feel left out because of technology. Those who cannot use computer are described as computer illiterates, they are looked down upon by others, Sarsang Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat Ji added.